gentlemen, with our fingers crossed, we present on behalf of the makers of Raleigh and Cool cigarettes this special Hollywood edition of the Tommy Dorsey Amateur Swing Contest. We have here five amateur musicians. Each in turn will play a chorus with Tommy and the band, and the applause meter will record the response each one gets from the audience, and a prize of $75 goes to the winner. From here out, it's each man for himself. Is there anything to add before we start, Tommy?
Well, just hold tight to your seats, everybody, and we'll see what happens. Who's first?
The first contestant is a young man named Richard Powell, who plays the cornet. Have you got a nickname?
Some people call me Dick.
Dick Powell. Well, that's a nice name. Now, tell me, Dick, what's your regular job?
Well, I do picture work.
Oh, I see, photography. That's very interesting. Yes.
Well, it is once you get the hang of it.
Dick, how long have you been playing cornet?
I don't like the way you said that. But I've been playing about 12 years. Of course, on the side, I do picture work.
Yes, I know, on the side, yes. are you working now?
Huh?
I say, are you working now?
Oh, well, yes. I walk the floor at night. It's the girl, you know. On the side, I do picture work.
So. Yes, I know. We went over that, Dick. Now, don't be nervous. Tell me, you haven't a job playing cornet now, have you?
No, I'm kind of waiting to get word any day now.
Well, don't worry, kid. Something will turn up.
I'll say this. You're one of the best-dressed layoffs I've ever met.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to hurry you cats, but if you don't get me playing soon, I think my lip will pucker out.
It probably will anyway. I heard Henry Fonda a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Tell me, Dick, if you win the $75, what are you going to do with it?
Well, I think I'll get an airplane and fly to Ireland.
Well, before you take off, what do you want to play?
Well, I'm going to whip out with a little chorus of Ida.
You've got it, Dick. Here's four bars on the piano, and away we go.
All right. Key, just for a smile.
I hope this kid does well. He's got a nice face.
To me, John, a boy.
Thank you, Dick Powell. The next contestant... Here he comes, friends. The next contestant is a young man who plays the clarinet. His name is Ken Murray. Ken, what do you do?
I used to work in Hollywood Hotel.
You did, huh? What were you, a bellhop?
Bellhop, and I doubled on night clerk.
Oh. And so you play clarinet.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever gave you the idea of playing the clarinet?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that, Stuart, because I've been dying to tell you that 6 weeks ago, I mailed in the coupon. Other fellows left me in the social background. I was a wallflower. Girls avoided me. I had always thought myself musically dumb, still the ad said it was easy. So I mailed in the coupon, sent for the True Tone Hawaiian steel guitar, and this is what I got. After a couple of lessons, I was playing the easier tunes, and now after 6 lessons, I'm popularity itself, the life of every party. Only last night I was at a party. When I picked a clarinet out of the case, they all began to laugh. When I sat down to the piano, they gave me the merry ha-ha. And when I danced with her, she turned her head away. I played my old Kentucky home. My old Kentucky home I played, and a fellow started to cry, and I walked to him and said, "Excuse me," I said, "Are you Kentucky?" And he said, "No, a musician." But tonight, ladies and gentlemen,
You know, I'm almost sorry I asked you how you started to play. Now, what are you going to swing out with now? A killer diller?
No, I thought something of the better sort.
Oh.
Tonight I would like to give my impression to Mr. Fritz Kreisel, playing 3 o'clock in the morning on the violin. I'll play it on the clarinet.
All right, then that's fine, Ken. But first, I'd like to hear you play a little bit.
Oh, you want to know what kind of instrument?
That's
well,
fine.
I want to make a little apology. This is what is known as a Joan Crawford clarinet. No tone. I slipped that in tonight, all right. Those other comedians with a mouth drooling over there. I play, but before that, I'd like to play Home Sweet Home for you. Tell me how you like it, Tommy.
Right.
Home Sweet Home.
Oh, boy, that's terrible.
Well, I got a terrible home. 3 o'clock in the morning, ladies and gentlemen, as Fritz Pricey, if you please. Play it once more. I'm not in the mood. I don't know what's the matter. I couldn't get... lessons to help me. That's all I've had on. Ladies and gentlemen, I regret to make this statement, but even in such a beautiful studio as we have here with a large musical organization like Tommy Dorsey and his Connecticut Yankees, there's bound to be a little professional jealousy. Six lessons is all I've had while others studied for years. That's not my fault. That's the fourth lesson. Got lost in the mail. I couldn't help that. For a ripe tomato, right? Yeah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Ken Murray. You know, folks, it's interesting to note that not only is Ken Murray a comedian, but he plays funny, too, huh? The next contestant is a young lady who plays the piano. She tells me her name is, her name is Ross. Is that right?
Shirley Ross.
Shirley Ross. So you'll have to speak a little louder. Do you go to school, Shirley?
I used to go to UCLA.
Well, that's too loud.
That's too loud.
Tell me, what's your favorite pastime?
Oh.
Wait, let's go back.
Oh, no, I
why
like
did
the
you...
way we're doing.
Why did you leave UCLA, huh?
Well, you see, they wouldn't let me play the piano for the seniors' week class.
Oh, really?
Yes, you heard
me. Well, why was that, Shirley?
Well, I think it's awfully silly, but they caught me swinging on trees.
They did, huh?
Dorsey's gay.
Tell me, what's your favorite pastime?
Oh, I like to make movies.
You do, huh? Well, I have one of those small home movie cameras myself, and I love to make...
Oh, well, we make full-length pictures all the time.
You do, huh? Uh-huh. Well, I just can't get my camera to work like that.
You
I have a little
to see
bit
the
of
makeup I have to put on.
Oh, yeah? Well, we just take our stuff the way we are, you know. But tell me, do you have stories with titles and everything?
Sure, there's Prison Fun. That's playing right now.
Oh,
in 2 weeks, I shot Thanks for the Memory.
Thanks for... Oh, that was a beautiful song in the big broadcast. There was a girl sang it.
Yes.
What was her name?
I don't like
it. Well, just a minute. I'll get it.
Well, if you must know.
Oh, please, Shirley. I can see her right in front of me, and I can't think of her name.
Look, Paul, this is Shirley Ross, and she sang Thanks for the Memory in the big broadcast.
No, Tommy, don't... What? Hey, fellas, look at me. I'm talking to a real picket star. Hey, fellas, look at me. Hey, I'm talking to a picket star.
Don't mind him, Shirley. He's studying to be one of the dead-end kids. What are you going to play, Shirley?
Well, I'm going to try, Thanks for the Memory.
It's yours for the asking.
Harry Ross. Now, the next contestant is a young man who is a violinist, trying to be a violinist and trying very hard to get in the professional class. If I could have your attention, what is your name?
My name is Jack Benny.
Oh, I see. Well, tell me, what do you do besides play the violin?
I'm in the movies.
Oh. You're a movie actor, huh?
I'm a lover.
You
want to make something out of it?
Oh, no. I'm just asking questions, that's all. We try to make everybody feel at ease, and
yeah.
Tell me this.
You hang out of a window upside down.
tell me, Jack, you play violin, you're a movie actor and a lover. What else do you do?
What's it to you, big boy?
Well, good night,
that's
nurse.
Got him there.
tell me, how did you happen to take up the fiddle?
Well, I just lay in there and I just took it up.
Good thing it wasn't a piano, huh?
Yeah, some joke.
Yeah. Your line.
Yeah, in my program, I could tell you what kind of a joke that is.
Well, tell me, Jack, what would you like to play on the violin?
Oh, just anything.
Just anything
at all.
Well, what
do you folks like to hear?
The bee.
The bee. My honey's loving arm.
That's it.
My honey's loving arm. If I wasn't deaf, I could have heard the bee. Wait a minute.
The next contestant is a young man who plays the drums. What is your name, please?
Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby,
mm-hmm.
I see. Bing, what's your regular job?
Why, I do a little light work around the Del Mar racetrack.
Oh.
Is that much of a job, Bing?
Well, it's only part-time work, Tommy. It's from 2 to 5 every afternoon except Sunday.
Oh. Tell me, Bing, have you ever been on the radio before?
Yeah, I was on the radio last Thursday night.
Oh, really?
What did you do? Play the drums?
No, I just talked and sang and fooled around, you know.
Oh, well, that's nice. Tell me, have you, you going to be on next Thursday?
Not next Thursday. They got twice to me.
have you got any hobbies, Bing?
Oh, yes, I sell salad dressing on the side.
Well, that's a kind of a mixed-up life. Work at a racetrack, sell salad dressing, and play... Well, after all, it takes all kinds. And, Bing, how long have you been playing drums?
About 15 years.
Oh,
I think
really?
I can say with impunity that I aspire to be an exponent of a percussion instrument consisting of a hollow cylinder with the skin of some domestic animal draped gingerly over the ends. struck with sticks to emit a sound akin to the roll of the surf, mayhap, or perhaps even the gentle tintinnabulation that heralds the approach of a disturbance of nature, such as a thunderstorm.
My, how you talk. For a moment, I thought I was in the Kraft Music Hall.
Oh.
What are you going to swing on the drums, Bing?
Well, I don't know what you boys are going to play, but I want to play Honeysuckle Rose.
All right, you've got it. Hit it, Howard.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bing Crosby. Well, there you have them, ladies and gentlemen. Five of Hollywood's most promising amateur swing musicians. Now, while the readers of the applause meter try to find us a winner, the five of them will play together. Let him in, boys. Let him in. He's an awfully nice fellow. Dick, stop pushing. After a hasty conference, I think they're going to play When You and I Were Young, Maggie. Here it is, a history-making jam session with Dick Powell, Ken Murray, Shirley Ross, Jack Benny, and Bing Crosby. Are they set, Tommy?
Well, Bing, you beat off some rhythm. Dick, you play the lead. Shirley, you kind of beat out the piano. And away we go.
Tommy, that man from the Musicians Union is here again.
What does he want?
He wants that award back.
All right, Paul. What does the applause meter say? Who's the winner?
Well, I don't know how to tell you this, but they couldn't get a reading. The applause meter didn't move. What will we do?
Well, it looks like we'll have to split it up five ways. Let's see.
Five ways. Let's see now.
I think that comes to about $15 apiece.
$15 each.
All right, fellas. That lets
the Social Security.
Well, it's not scale, and then again, it's not tin. I just don't take $2 and go home.
Say, I don't know. Look, Tommy, we got an idea.
What'd you say, Dick?
We got an idea. Bing, you tell Tommy, will you?
Well, we don't think we should get any of the prize money, Tommy, so we're going to let you have it for giving us the hall to practice in. Mighty white of you.
Okay, Bing. I tell you what we'll do. We'll turn it over to the community chef. And thanks a million, all of you, for coming up.
Thank you, Tom.
Tommy Duncan is all concerned, and you arrange it if I know that you know.